Okay, let's get into Peah Daf Ayin Beis, the second to last daf here in Maseches Peah, an exciting daf today. Every daf is exciting, but today is especially exciting in terms of some of the inyanim that come up. The source of Big Day Shabbos is on this daf. Again, this Masechta is sponsored anonymously in honor of their parents and with immense gratitude to the OU for all their work in all aspects of Jewish life. So we're in the midst of talking about Staka and how much we give for Meiser Ani and the like, enough for two meals, enough for the Shalosh Shudas, we mentioned the three meals on Shabbos, and we're talking about a couple of brises that have to do with when one has to participate. So the Gemara quotes on the bottom line of Ayin Aleph and Beis, one word, Vahatani, and the next three words are taken out by the Gemara, because we just had the brisa earlier with those three words, so we skip those three words. Vahatani, but didn't we learn in a brisa, Lefasin Ulitstakos, Pasin are taxes that one has to pay, ulitstakos, and other types of charities, shnei masar chodesh, 12 months, which means that, does that mean you have to live there for 12 months, or you have to check out for 12 months, as we said? So hakad mesa lito. So we just said at the end of yesterday's daf that the other brisa was about lito in terms of taking. Or litain, depending on the girsa that we had. Right, we changed the girsa, but if the king of this one is about how long you have to be there in order to contribute, so the earlier one must be how long you have to do to check it out, the background checks that one has to do. So they can't be talking about the same thing. So the Gemara says, yeah, they can be. Odi litain ma'u lefasin lefsako shnei masar chodesh. It could be talking about both in terms of giving. How long you have to live there to give. You have to live there for a month to give to certain things, but this price is saying you have to live there for a year in order to give b'schar sofer mumashnim. We have to give towards education, give towards the teachers. So that's both prices are talking about litain, and the only difference is different charities and different collections that were being made. The Mordechai notes that maybe Mordechai, this is in Mordechai in Baba Basra, that it could be that there's a difference between, right, that these brises are saying, oh, you have to live there for a certain amount of time in order for then you have to contribute. That could be just if you're not sure if you're going to stay there. If you have to be passing through, and you're passing through, and you just happen to be there for a couple of months, and you're not passing through anymore. But what if you came there to live? You came there directly, and you plan on staying there. So it could be that you're chayiv in all of these miyad. So the Mordechai says there's not a clear-cut minhag regarding that issue. In Mordechai and Baba Basra, Taf Ayin Zayin, Kama Ye Ba'ir, Pirish Rabbeinu Baruch, B'sefer HaChachma, Demai Ridavka Dumya Tachameres HaGameles, Hoveres Mekom Lamakom, V'nishta Hashem. You were passing by, and you ended up staying there. Aval Adam Abal Ladur, L'hishtake Hashem. But somebody who comes to live, Habe Kekone Beis Dirasham, it's like you bought a house. And it's Harehu Ka'anshi Yahir Miyad. You're like a member of the city right away. But then he says, he quotes, Ar Yerushalmi, and he quotes the Yerushalmi in the first parak of Baba Basra, which sounds like, otherwise, it sounds like there's a limit, without limiting to what the Kavana is, Umikan Yeshlev, Soksha Ein L'chayev Adam. But matana umasim ve'ein latila lavach shnei masar chadashim. So it goes back and forth. His v'kama Talmud mochiach kein. So lo machayvin lebetoch shnei masar chodesh. Elo milit tztaka certain things. But he says lamaisa minagze eino kolkach kavua v'yadua l'shanos al yado halacha kavua v'yadua umidag mekomos yesh ve'ein lahosi mamon b'sfarazu. There's different types of minhagim, and therefore one shanapi motzi mamon, and whatever the minhag is of the city would be would be okay. The Raisa here has just said, though, that in terms of paying the malamdim, right, so that already takes more time. Again, being a malami Torah, this is paying for that. Being a malami Torah, again, the many mamore chazal, that there's no greater zechus in the world than to be a malami Torah. Ultimately, you're copying HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called a malami Torah la'amo Yisrael. There are the Chavetz Chaim writes in the Hakdamah to Avas Chesed that eight times in the Torah, in different ways, we are commanded to be like Hashem. Right, v'ha'ach l'bidrachav, achrei shalakecha teleichu, all different formulations, but it's one of the 613. The Sefer HaChinuch has it all the way at the end. He counts it as a mitzvah. But Hamalami Torah Lamo Yisrael, in all the ways that we can be like Hashem, whether it's in Maisim, like the Gemara at the end of the first parak in Sota, and Malbish Arumim, and Nichum Avelim, and Bikur Cholim, or in Midos, the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuflam Gimel, Mahu Racham, Afatadei Racham, but in terms of teaching Torah. Teaching Torah, right? Rav Soloveitchik always said he just wants to be called a Malamed, because that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ultimate description and accolade that he likes to be called. But also, when one teaches Torah to someone, one is giving them life. He's helping them connect to the deepest spot in his neshama. Remember the Rambam in Hilchos Rotzeach, when the Rambam quotes the Gemara in Makos, that if somebody kills Beshogeg, his Rebbe has to go with him. Because if somebody who is into Torah is without Torah, it's Kamisa Chashuvin. And it says, V'chei Achicha, they have to live. The person has to live in the Ari Miklat. And if he doesn't have his sources of Torah, then he's not living in the ear Miklat. So one has to recognize that the being able to teach Torah is really giving someone life. Again, there's many other sources, but we'll leave it for now. Maybe at the end we'll come back. Says the next Mishalach HaZai Mishtaches. Mishiyesh Lamatayim Zuz. If somebody has 200 Zuz, Lo Yito Lekat Shecha V'peo Maiserani. If somebody has 200 zuz, then they are not called ani. They're not called an ani, and therefore they're not allowed to take from any of these portions. The matnas aniyim that we have discussed in this masechta, right? If they have 200 zuz, right, which is enough parnasa for a certain amount of time, a year or so, so then they're not allowed to take any of these matanos. Hayilo matayim chaser dinar. If they have less than 200, afilu elef, no stinlo kaachas. If you have less than 200, then you're able to take. Even if 1,000 together, what does that mean? Different mafarshim. Either it means they give you 1,000 at once, 1,000 zuz, you're allowed to take it all because you had less than 200, or 1,000 people give you at once. Either way, one is allowed to take it because that's the shear. That's it. You don't go by, oh, you got a little bit, so now you don't take any more. No, you're allowed to take the whole package if you're in that category. In the following year, you won't be able to take it if you still have. These shiurim, pashtas don't apply bismanas. Every time period in history, you just have to go. The rabbanon have to figure out, what exactly is appropriate. If a person has what amount, a certain amount, then they shouldn't be eligible for tzedakah, and that's why there are a lot of organizations that spend a lot of time and effort researching and making sure that the recipients of their tzedakah are really appropriate to get it. The Torah already says this in Rishon Gimel and other Rishonim as well. The Torah says, "V'yesh omrim shekal elu ashiurim lo namru ela b'yemehem." In their days, shahayalam kupa v'tamchui, as we said in yesterday's Mishnah, v'yemachalkin meiser ani b'kal shah, and they used to give out meiser ani the b'kal shana, the every year. V'yinolun lekachek v'peya. When it had that type of agricultural society, lefichach shiru shebishyesh lamatayim zuz lo yito lefichach yachol lavar b'hen shana u'lishana haba yelo mashe yichya. Avala idna she'enkolze yacholenkolze. You don't have all of these matnes aniim yacholito achielo karen. You have to be able to support yourself. And again, every generation is different. But the Torah already notes, and the Beis Yosef also quotes, we've shown him, that nowadays you would go by different shiurim and different measurements. Okay. Says the Mishnah continues. Hey, Mumushkan Luxubas Ishto Olabal Chovo Hare Zeyuto. If you have some money, but you have 200 zuds, but some of it is already earmarked, right, for your creditor, for a Baal Chov, or for the ksuba of his wife. So it's earmarked. You can't use this. He has to save it. Arizei Yito. So that's not called his money. And even if, let's say, where Machloka B'Shanim B'Sillo and Maseka Sota, even if we say, you don't say, Kol Ha'omi Ligbos Kagavi Dami, you don't say it's Ki'ilu, it's collected. But you don't need actual collection, halacha collection. Right, all you need is a shibud. As long as you have the shibud, it's already earmarked. Lamaisa, you can't use it. That's good enough. And therefore, this doesn't count in your assets. And if without that you have less than 200, so then that is what you declare less than 200, and you'd be able to take the matanas. Why is ksubas isha separated besides all the other chovos? Maybe we'll wait to talk about that in the Gemara when there's a line that maybe alludes to a very important topic. And also, we don't obligate the person to sell all of his belongings and to sell his house, right, to get to the 200. If he's obviously doesn't mean that he's going to sell his house and live on the street, but even to downgrade, if he lives in a basic house, doesn't have to get even a less basic house. If there's a house that he doesn't live in, that's Tosfos in Maseches Baba Kama. Tosfos Baba Kama Daf Zayin. If there's a house, he has a few houses. So if he has a summer house, so it doesn't mean that, oh, he doesn't have to sell his house to get the tzedakah. If he has more than one house, so then he has to sell that. Tosfos. Lo mayri bebatim shedar bahem. Right, the house that you live in, then emachayv no zolimkar. But if you have other houses that you don't live in, so then obviously you have to sell those houses before taking tzedakah. Good. So now we have some stories about those who gave tzedakah where it was needed. Chad Talmud min de Rebbe, hay lo matayim chaser dinar. One of the students of Rebbe had again, in the days of Rebbe, they still used this shear, clearly. Right? The days of the tour already in the 1300s, they didn't. But in the days of Rebbe Yehuda HaNasi, they used the shear already after the Churban. And one of his students had less than 200, so he used to give him, Havi Rebbe Yalif Zachi Imei, and he used to be get zechuyos with him. Why is it called zechuyos when you give tzedakah, like we said yesterday from Rabbeinu Bachai? But it was really quoting a Mamar Chazal, which the Mara Fulda quotes that medrash that I quoted yesterday from Rabbeinu Bachai in the Karakemach, that the Ashir gets more than the Ani in tzedakah. So that's why the formulation is Rebbe got zechus. That means he gave tzedakah. He's got schus, see the Mara Folda, Naka Lashon Zeh, ki ha'ani mzake l'bal abayis, because she knows in lo tzedakah. The ani is mzake to l'bal abayis. So he says that Rebbe used to give this student of his every 3 years, right? Maiser ani, he used to give it. Maiser miskanim. Miskanim is another word for aniyim. So Maiser miskanim is Maiser ani. So he used to give it to him, and he used to give him a lot. Right, because right when he's under 200, as the Mishnah says, so you could get as a lot. Avdin be Talmudei ein abisha. Right, the other students were very jealous because he got so much, so they looked at him askance. Umalunle, and they gave him the extra zuz to make him now have 200. They gave him tzedakah, so now he has 200. So now he can't take the other ma'aser ani. Asa boy mizake ime. So the following then afterwards, Rebbe at some point came to give him the ma'aser ani again, and he was an honest student. Amar le, he says, Rebbe, isli shira. I have the shir. I can't take any tzedakah anymore. And Rebbe knew that this person was not a man of means. So Amar zeh, he does some research and he realizes makas prushim naguba. This is the makah of prushim. Right, the Mishnah in Sota Daf Chav says there are certain groups of people that are mevali olam. Mevali olam, they destroy the world. Right, chasid shote and is one of them. Right, the foolish righteous person and makas prushim. Right, those who are fakes. Fakers in terms of their righteousness, right? They knew this. The other time of them didn't give him tzedakah in order to get the mitzvah tzedakah, right? It was a fake. If you look in the Pnei Moshe, the first wide line, min ha'osim atzmam kiprushim, they make themselves like a parush, like somebody who is a separatist and a tzaddik, but no tzedakah, miskavnen lahara, and it was all negative. It was all negative, right? If you look in the Marash Silio, also bottom line of the first column, makas prushin ba'alei Torah shenirin prushin. They look like prushim, kedeshi yechabdim, so that they should get honor. Vein maseim l'shem shemayim, but they're not honor is not. They don't act l'shem shemayim. Korean came b'lashon Mishnah. That's why they're called this way in the Mishnah. Right? This is similar. If you remember the Meiri, we've quoted the Meiri in the past from the Hakdama to Shas. The Meiri talks about how though the Aseret HaDibros in the Torah are just 10, but the Torah Shebaal Peh tells us that really there are 5 and 5, 5 and 5, 5 in each of the Luchos. And even though there's a lot more words in the first 5 luchos than the first five dibros than the second 5 dibros, but that is the that is how the Torah Shebaal Peh has it. And the Meiri quotes that there's a connection between each 2 dibros that are on the same line, right? 1 and 6, 2 and 7. Etc. So 1 and 6 is Anochi Hashem Elokecha Lo Sirtzach. Lo Sirtzach is the ultimate rejection of Tzelem Elokim, and that's how it's parallel to Lo Sirtzach and Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Then you have Avodah Zarah and Lo Sinaf. That's obvious all throughout Nevi'im. The Avodah Zarah is compared to a wayward wife that we leave HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Avodah Zarah and Lo Sinaf. If we look at 4 and 9, Shabbos and Eidus Sheker. Shabbos is giving testimony that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and Eidus Sheker is not. And 5 and 10 is Lo Sachmod and Kibud Aveim. Though the Miri has to work a little bit for that, they both focus on that we have to try to make ourselves not in the center of our world. Lo Sachmod, don't make yourself the center of the world, and Kibud Aveim, recognize that your parents are the source of so much that you have. But what about 3 and 7? Right, we have Lo Sisa and Lo Signov, right? Don't swear falsely, don't bear God's name in vain, and don't steal. So the Meiri says, it could be that one leads to the other, that if somebody steals, they're going to have to swear falsely in order to cover it up. But then he says, what I really think it means is those people who look like very from Jews, and they wear talis and tefillin. That's the Lashon of the Meiri. They wear talis and tefillin, and then they go and steal people's money. And that is bearing God's name in vain. That's an Isra of Losisa, right? Because when we are an Orthodox Jew, and we're a Shomer Torah Mitzvahs, and then we go behind people's back and be a faker, so that's Losisa. That's the connection of Losisa and Losigna. That's exactly Makas Prushim, right? Well, these students do. They gave the tzedakah because they just didn't want their colleague, their other student, to be able to take the Meiser Ani and the other Matnas Aniyim. So Rebbe recognized that. So back to the Gemara. Makas Prushim Nagubo. Ramaz L'Tamudoi. So he told his other student that were with him, Vailuni Lakif L'Kafilin. And they went to a store to get some food. They went to get some lunch. And what happened? He made his student pay. So this student had now less than 200. V'chesrune Chad Kart. He made him missing a little bit. V'zachi Mei Heichma Tahavi Yalef. And then he was able to give him back all of that he used to give him, because now he had less than 200. One story. Continuing. Mishpachas Antevila Haisab Yerushalayim. There was a family, the Antevila family in Yerushalayim. Haisam is Yacheses Shal Arnon Ayivusi. And they traced their lineage back to Arnon, also called Aravna or Avana Hayivusi, right? The one that David HaMelech bought the Gorin from, right, on Harabayas. Right? Remember, David HaMelech didn't know, the Gemara says in Zvachim, that David HaMelech didn't know where he was supposed to build the Beis HaMikdash. He even guessed wrong. In the way he was, went to Ein Etam, and Hashem said, no, that's not the place. So finally, the Navi tells David what to do, right? The end of Sefer Shmuel Beis. The end of Shmuel Beis, finally David says, Vayomer David al Hashem, Beroso es HaMalach HaMakeh Ba'am, there was a plague, Anei Chatasi, Vanochi Avesi, just tell me what to do. Vayavo God al David Vayamahu. God comes to David, Vayomer Lo, Alei HaKeim Lashem Mizbeach, Begoren Aravna Hayavusi. Go build a Mizbeach in Aravna. In Divrei Yamim, he's called Arnon, like it's called here. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah tells us, and the Radak quotes it here, that he was a Noahide, right? He accepted the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. Maybe he was called the Ger Toshav, according to some Rishonim. Right? Says the Radak, Vayamutter La'anicham L'Sheves Ba. Right? Why did David, you know, let him be? It was one of the Sheva Amimin. You have to get rid of all the Sheva Amimin. He wasn't one of the Sheva Amimin. Kiyevim Shekiblu Aleim Sholavad Avodah Selilim. He accepted not to do Avodah Zarah. Vishar mitzvahs shehuzeru aleihem b'nei Noach. All the sheva mitzvahs. Afilu misheva umos hayacholim lasheves ba'aretz b'tznai zeh shelo yachtiyu. And the Radak Shita, this is Machlokas Rishonim, that they could stay there as long as they didn't, as long as the nations keep the sheva mitzvahs, they could stay in Eretz Yisrael. Avakolman she'enem chotim shekib aleihem sheva mitzvahs mutter lanicham ba'aretz. So that's, Aravna was someone who kept the mitzvos of B'nai Noach. But if you look in the Mitzvot David here, he quotes Niskayer. He became Jewish, right? And we're talking about Jews, as we're going to see in our Gemara. He was Niskayer. But David and Melech goes up there. And remember, Aravna says to David, Madua ba duni ha-melech al-abdo, very humble, Vayomer David, Liknos me'imcha esagoren. Livnos mizbeach l'ashem. I want to buy this area to build a mizbeach. So the plague will stop. Just take it, right? Just like the Ephron had said to Avraham originally. David says, no, just like Avraham Avinu, I'm going to buy it. Give me a price. I'm not going to bring karbanos to Hashem on a place that's not mine. But Yikin David, the last, second to last pasuk in all of Sefer Shmuel. But Yikin David is a gorn v'sabakar b'kesef shkolim chamishim. Vayiven shan David mizbeach l'Hashem. David builds a mizbeach. Vayal olos v'shlam b'shlamim. Vayyaser Hashem la'aretz. Vateyatzer ha'magefa. And the magefa stop. But that's Aravne or Oren. So that's what, back to our Gemara. So this Antevila family traced themselves back all the way to Arnon, who, according to the Mesudas David, converted. Pamachas Paskul and Chachamim. One time, the rabbis, they originally had come from aristocracy, so they were used to a very high standard of living. Right? The Gemara says in Ksubis that and when you give tzedakah, you have to give enough to make the ani comfortable to what he used to have. Sheish Mios Kikrizov. Right? A lot. Right? The Marafolda says Lefi Kvodam. Right? That's what they were used to. But they added Shelo Lahotzion. Or v'lo ratzu, or the Shinin Yischos, v'lo ratzu, lo elasin chus l'Yerushalayim. They told him, the Rabbanan said, you can't take it out of Yerushalayim. Why can't you take it out of Yerushalayim? That was the Tanai. That was the Tanai, Rav Chaim Kanievsky, amanas, shlo elasin chus l'Yerushalayim. Why they make this Tanai? Tavi darshin, b'sharecha, b'sharecha, the Rabbanan to Yerushalayim. They darshin, b'sharecha, which appears by Matnas Aniyim. They said, that could refer to Yerushalayim, therefore Maaser Ani should be in Yerushalayim. We don't paskin that way. We paskin that maybe it should stay in Eretz Yisrael, but not that it should stay in Yerushalayim. You see the end of Perek Vav in Hilchos Matnas Aniyim, the Rambam says, Ve'ein Motzien Oso, talking about Maaser Ani, Ve'ein Motzien Oso Me'aretz L'chutz La'aretz. You don't take Ma'aser Ani out of Eretz Yisrael. So it's connected. It's a mitzvah tzuliyah ba'aretz, even though it's a ma'anis aniyim. She'nemar v'inachta b'sharecha, v'omer v'achlu v'sharecha v'saveyu. So the Rambam quotes it as Eretz Yisrael, even though our Gemara seems to have it as Yerushalayim. As Yerushalayim. Why would they have wanted to go out of Yerushalayim? So it's an interesting Rosh Sirlio. Living in Yerushalayim was expensive. And therefore they were going to move somewhere else. They were going to move somewhere else, a cheaper living. The yeshivasa kasha. Shahayubani lam he called kitzvas aretz, because people used to come and travel and there were tourists all night and there was never quiet there. That's what the Rosh Sirlio says. Yeshivasa kasha, shahayubani lam he called kitzvas aretz. Umazono sehabioker. And the cost of living, food was expensive. The afal pisha yerotzim latzeis l'shar aratzos demumazono sehem bizol. They wanted to go somewhere else where food was cheaper. Lo hinichum. They didn't let, the rabbis didn't let them go somewhere else because ma'aser ani. You want ma'aser ani? Fine, but you have to eat it in Yerushalayim. Good. So now the Gemara says, assuming that, like we just said. We just said that you have to give an ani based on what he's used to. The atani the brisa says ma'aser behilel. Ma'aser b'Hillel Zaken, the Gra takes out the word v'hatani, it's just a story about Hillel. Ma'aser b'Hillel Zaken shalakach alani ben tovim. You might remember the story from Ksubis and the Bavli, right? Hillel, one time, there was a poor family, and he bought for the family, susecha lehis amelbo, a horse, lehis amel. What is lehis amelbo? So, samel, modern Hebrew, maybe means exercise, hitamlut, and that's exactly what the Chazon Yecheskel. Yecheskel Abramsky, in his commentary on the Tosefta in Peah, well, this is a Tosefta, so he quotes in Perek Dalet, Mis Abelbo, Shaya Mis Amel, Lahotzi Zeya Lerefua. Right? To sweat. That was the, to exercise. So Hillel gave him a horse, Ve'evel Shamshon and Evid to serve him. Fine, because that's what they were used to. Shuv Ma'aser Banshi Agalo Shayim Malin Lezakin Echa, Litra Basar Tziporim Bechol Yom. There was a story of the Anshi Galo used to bring a chicken, a Litra Basar of chicken, every day to this elderly man. So they asked the Gemara, V'efshar Kain, how is that possible? I mean, you want to say, okay, there's a certain standard that they had, but to have chicken was a delicacy in those days, right? Says the Marafolda, Dai Machsaro Ksiv, V'lo L'ta'anugo. You have to fill in what he's lacking and not to be extravagant and beyond. Answers the Gemara, Ella delo haviachalim charanin. He couldn't eat other things. He couldn't eat other foods. His body just wasn't used to it. Barafolda again. Shelo hayayachol leecho machal acher. V'de machsaro karinan bay. It's called de machsaro because he couldn't eat anything else. That was his diet. What does it mean? With others, im charanin, im acherim. Ma'achal she'achlo acherim lo hayayachol le'achol imahim. He couldn't eat with others because he was not used to it. Pre Moshe also, similar, klomar. Bepre she'yarogel shlo le'achol shum tavshil. Hanase im ma'achalim acherim. He wasn't used to eating any food that had other foods mixed in it, right? And this was what he was used to. Ukefishu ragil kach hayuma'alin lo. Says the Pnei Moshe, what he was used to, that's the mitzvah. Good. Says the Gemara Tani. So one second, we have a brisa. It also appears in Ksubis on Daf Samaches. Haymishdamish b'kli zav nosalom b'kli chesef. If he was used to gold, then you make him trade in for silver. Klei zav nosalom b'kli nechoshes. If he was used to silver, you make him trade in for copper. Klei nechoshes nosalom b'kli zchuchef. If he's used to copper, make him trade in for glass. According to this, glass is the lowest on the totem pole, worse than copper. So that's the brisa. Amar Rabbi Mana, klei chesef klei zuchuches begufein. And this is even the switch is even if it's talking about the guf. What's the guf? Machlokas here. Marafolda pnei Moshe. Marafolda says even if you actually use the kli, you're not just using it for show, for noi, but you're actually using the kli, we will still make you change from gold to silver, or silver to copper. The Pnei Moshe says, Gufei, even if the food is going to touch the kli, still you make him switch. So the Gemara says, but one second. Well, it could have asked a steer on what we said before, but we ask a befeirish, a different brisa. V'atani, ha'imashayim kli milas, nosin lo kli milas. If he was used to having silk begadim, you give him silk begadim. One second, I thought you don't have to, if you have gold, you have to make him go down. Kan begufo, kan b'sheino gufo. The clothing touches him. It goes right on his body. So if it goes right on his body, that's different, right? And a person's not used to it, so that's a little harder. So therefore, the other begadim don't touch his, the other kelim don't touch his body. Interesting, some of the poskim, I think it's the Sisal Yezer, has a tshuva about borrowing tefillin. borrowing tefillin. So I think some of the poskim are, the issue of borrowing tefillin, first of all, if you change the size, you know, it's an issue, right? You can't borrow without permission, because then the head, well, you'll change the size. And even if you don't change the size, sometimes it stretches. It stretches after you put it on, and then you're not the right size of your friend. Again, if he gives you permission, great. But some poskim are machali between tefillin and talis. Because tefillin, it goes on the skin, and there's more of an issue of sweat. So some could be like here. It says, go kamba gufo, kamba sheino gufo. How does this work with, we said you don't have to sell anything. The Mishnah said you don't have to sell any of your kalim in order to be under the, to see if you're over the 200. So the Gemara Ksubis talks also about maybe there are different types of kalim that it makes a difference. Well, what we're talking about here are kalim that it's, I don't know, it's a plow, it's a comb, that it doesn't make a difference if it's gold or silver or copper. So those are the ones that will make you sell, because that's not subject to any complaints. It doesn't make a difference in your life. Something that's going to make a big difference, that's what we said before, you have to de-machsero what they are used to. Good. Chamini lein de Nasi Yusa. There was somebody from the house of the Nasi. Isnachis minichsoi. They became poor. And they went down and they had to sell a number of some of their clothing and some of their possessions. Vavin zachin lein b'mandachsaf. And he used to have other types of kela, maybe glass, maybe silver. And they gave him back in cheres, in earthenware kelim. Vehu achal umosiv. And this person used to eat out of the earthenware vessels, umosiv, and he spit it out and he vomited it out, the food. Right, he wasn't used to it. Amar le Asi, the doctor says, right, Ikar tafshia lo min go lifsahu. Well, can you please stop it? Right, the food is made in earthenware pots. And then they put it onto silver to serve you. So you think it was made differently? It came from kli cheres. Acham lifsa. Right, just eat from it. Right, just, you could do it. Right, this is all you, the doctor says. Look in the Marafolda. Amalei Asya Rofe. Ikaratav shel enu elamitocha ilfis. Shu kli cheres. The pot itself, which is the food is prepared in, is a kli cheres. Shu to bebarias adam. Yosem kli zav. It's even healthier if you use a cheres kli, says the Marafolda. More than any of these metals. Elavade mibnei tafnukseich. It's because if you are being a mefunak, you are being a little too high on yourself, who? Uka depreciates. Therefore, you know, eat it, stop throwing up, it's all in your head. And in that way, he tried to calm the Beis Hanasi and help them deal with Klei Cheres. Good. So the Gemara says, right, if something is Meshubit to a creditor or to Ksubas Isha, so that does not count in the 200. So Ad Kedum Balchov Shu Dochek. I understand this is a Balchov, a creditor that's trying to get the money. I feel about Balchov Sheino Dochek. What if he's relaxed and he's not trying to get the money? He's letting you have it. It's a Balchov Sheino Dochek. Does it also apply to there? That doesn't count in the 200. So Nishmeinim and Adah. Yeah, well, you learn it from the Mishnah. The Mishnah has both together. Yimushkan l'ksubas ishto ola balchovo. Right, both those together. So if a da isha lo ke balchov, you know, dochiku, isn't an isha like a balchov that is not dochik? Right, it's not on the edge to be able to be collected right now. They're living happily together in the marriage. So therefore, the fact that it's compared to ksubas isha must be that it's even by a balchov she eino dochik. We would say you could deduct it, and if you don't have 200, excluding that, you could take the miser. Interesting, the Isha is called the Balchov She'eino Dochek. This could relate. There is a big discussion in Ksubis and Kiddushin, the Chiyuv of a Ksuba. Usually I borrow money, so there's a Chiyuv right then to pay you back. I don't have to pay you for a month or whatever it is, but there's a Chiyuv to pay back right away. What about a Ksuba? When the Chassan accepts the obligations of a Ksuba, he's obligated to pay something? No. He's obligating himself that if a situation comes up in the future, then he'll obligate himself to pay. What Reb Chaim Soloveitchik calls, it's a chiyuv lachuv. It's one step removed. And this helps explain a lot, because there are different Rishonim that this Tosfos at the beginning of Perek Af Al Pi, whether the chiyuv of Ksuba is right away at the time of the Erusin, or the chiyuv of Ksuba is only later on. Might be somewhere in the middle. Remember, somewhere in the middle, that it's a chiyuv lachuv. That's Rav Chaim's lashon. The chiyuv ksuba hu begeder chov shel chov. The beemes nischayev miyad im hanisuin. Aval eino chiyuv mamon el chiyuv shel chov. The chiyuv mamon mamish eino mechayim. That's what he writes in the Gracha Lashas Kuf Chavav. And then maybe this is alluded to in this gemara right here. That it's because a ksuba is like a bal chov she eino dochek. Right? It's not dochek. It's not subject to the chiyuv right now. You don't have to sell your clothing to make the 200. A person should have two sets of clothing. Echa l'chov, echa l'Shabbos. Wow. Right? We take clothing and Shabbos clothing, like the Gemara and Shabbos says. What's the source for this? Mataima, a pasuk in Rus. V'rachatz, Naomi says, before Rus goes to Boaz, V'rachatz, v'sach, v'samsim losayach. You should wash and anoint, and smear yourself with oil and put on clothing. V'cheruma iso, what do you mean put on clothing? Was she naked? Ela elu b'gdei Shabsa. Put on clothing, put on your Shabbos clothes. So that's a remez that having Shabbos clothes is an important idea. Thagos Bamanios in the third parak lamed in Shabbos says there's also an idea of yontif clothes, even more expensive than Shabbos. You have weekday clothes and Shabbos clothes and yontif clothes. Some say there's also chalamoy clothes somewhere in the middle. But you should have separate clothes. So Kadrash Rav Simloi B'tzibur, when Rav Simloi would darsh in this way at Tzibur, that you have to have separate clothes. Bachun Chavrei Lekuvle, everybody started crying. They said, we can't afford it. Amrle Rebbe, Kativaseinu B'chol Kach Ativaseinu B'Shabbos. We can't afford it. We wear the same clothes on Shabbos and weekday. Amrlo Nafal Pikein Srichanatim L'Shanos. But you know what? You could do something different. You could change a little bit. Right, and the Gemara says this, Mishal Shel B'Taliso, the Gemara in Shabbos, and the Rambam quotes it. Put your belt down a little lower of your toga. Because that's how the aristocrats go. They have their belt down. And that's doing something different. Right? Do something different. Our Shabbos clothes are supposed to be as different as they can. But if they can't be, we just have to act a little differently. Min Hada and Rav Simloi darshan from the same pasuk. Barachas v'sach v'samlus v'losayach alayach v'yarata hagoren. So first we just darshan that word. You should go down to the threshing floor. V'yarata tiksiv. It says, Yerada ti, I will go down to the Gorin. Amr la zchusi teiridimach. So Naomi was telling her, my zchus will be with you. So don't worry, don't be scared. But now we get back to the pasuk. Va'arti lahavis, was she naked? What do you mean put on claw? Lavosh manech deshubsha. Wear Shabbos clothes. Right, so that's a remez right here. The second to last daf of Maseches Peah talks about the idea of the requirement. The Shulchan Aruch quotes it. The requirement of having Shabbos clothes and weekday clothes. Lekavit Shabbos, we should have our Shabbos clothes. Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with the last daf of Maseches Peah.